Okay, so continuing on in the seventh chapter of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam here relates to Ma'alas HaTshuva, and superficially one might wonder what exactly the contribution of this halacha is relative to the previous halacha that we read about Gedola Tshuva Shemekareves Es Adam L'Shechina. Just to review very briefly, Bin Yachid Bin Rabim, the Rambam cites both examples. The idea of Tshuva is that the method is actually perfectly aligned with the tilos. That is to say, lifnei Hashem, sheyashuv achotem echato lifnei Hashem v'yisvada, and the ends of tshuva, as the Rambam says, shemekareves es adam l'shchina shenemar shuva Yisrael ad Hashem elokecha v'lo shavtem adai num Hashem im tashuv Yisrael num Hashem ilai tashuv. So that's what we established. That's the godless of tshuva, right? That the Rambam notes that it has the capacity, right, to restore the alienated emesh hayaza sano lifnei amakom mishukatz meruchak v'toeva v'ayom hu'ov nechmad karov v'yadid. Okay, so that's what we established. The method of tshuva matches the ends of tshuva. So again, when you read this next halacha, so it appears in some sense redundant, but if one is very careful, one appreciates how the Rambam is furthering and advancing the discussion. Kama me'ula ma'alas ha'tshuva. How rarefied, exalted is tshuva. Emesh, okay, so that certainly echoes the previous halacha. Hayezem muvdal me'ashem elokei Yisrael. Shenemar avonos seichem hayu mavdilin beneichem levein elokeichem. Tzoek ve'enu nana, shenemar gam kisarbu tfilo eneni shemeya, the beginning of Yeshaya, Shabbos Chazon, osam mitzos v'tarfin osam befanav, shenemar mi bikesh dos mielchem remos chatzerai. Ve'hayom, okay, so again we saw that model previously, emesh versus hayom. Mudbak v'shechina, the same terminology of dveikos, shenemar, ואתם הדבקים בהשם אלוקיכם. צועק ונענה מיד, שנאמר, והיה טרם יקראו ואני ענה, ואולי מדבר ואני אשמע, ועושה מצווה עושה מקבלן עושן בנחס ושמחה, שנאמר, כי כבר רוצה אלוקים את מעשיך. כביכול, השם, right, takes great joy and pleasure, again, כביכול, if we could speak this way, in the mitzvos of somebody who has returned, ולא עוד, אלא שמסעבים להם, that he desires them, kiviyachol shenemar ve'arva l'Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim kimei olam uchshanim kadmonios. So, admittedly, right, the emesh hayom, the sense of dveikus v'Hashem, all of that, right, is what the Rambam already spoke about in the context of gedola tshuva. So, what is the Rambam seeking to demonstrate here in terms of chama me'ula malas hatshuva that hasn't already been stated? Well, the Fianias Daiti, what the Rambam is saying is utterly profound, novel, and vital for us to understand. But previously what the Rambam had explained was that tshuva goes beyond, it transcends a person rehabilitating themselves from any one sin, and in the spirit of Perek Zion, from any Deya Ra'a, as significant as that is, but the telos of tshuva is to rehabilitate one's relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mekareves es adam l'shechina im tachzor b'tshuva b'sidbak. The capacity to restore somebody who had been revolting, alienated, meshukatz, mituav, meruchak, etc. That's what the Rambam had established previously. Now, the Rambam is seeking to demonstrate how exalted tshuva really is. Meaning, once that relationship has been restored, once that gap, the chasm which is opened through sin has been healed, has been sealed, has been closed, so what results? So the Rambam says, the relationship being intact has massive implications. And the Rambam focuses on two different areas. When a person has returned, tzoek ve'eno na'ane, shenemar gam ki sarbu tfile eneni shomeya, becomes tzoek ve'na'ane miyad. Miyad. Shenemar v'ya tarm yikro v'ani'ane. number one. And number two, osim mitzvos v'tarfin osan b'fanav becomes mekablin osan v'nachas v'simcha shenemar ki chvarotza lokim es masacha v'lo od. Not only are they accepted right away, but the HaKadosh Baruch Hu yearns for the performance of mitzvos. So what is the Rambam suggesting? That once the relationship has been healed, so then all of a sudden the opportunity to express that relationship through tefillah, which is an expression of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shittas HaRambam, Ovdo B'chol Avchem, Voda Shebalev, is to be Omeg Lifnei HaMelech, right? If a person is revolting to another person, he wouldn't want to be in the presence of that person. So hu adinami rachmanu litzlan, if that's our standing vis-a-vis the Ribono Sholom, b'chama me'ula machlas ha-tshuva, that tshuva can heal all of that. So once a person has achieved that sense of dveikus, then of course Hashem, what would be more meaningful than having that individual in his presence? And of course, if the relationship has been hollowed out, if the relationship is emptied, so that the mitzvos v'tarfin osan b'fanav mi bikesh zos miyadcham, these are empty, hollow, vacuous gestures. But if the relationship is healthy, if chama meula mal hasatshuva, because tshuva has healed things, then when lemashal, when the spouses have reconciled, so all of the things that they then do for each other, right, are within they're not empty gestures because they're not addressing the fundamental problems in the relationship. Right, the person chas v'shalom was abusive towards his wife, and then he buys her flowers on erev Shabbos. Maybe keshos miyadchem, remos chatzirai. So once the relationship is healthy again, intact. So then, what a beautiful gesture, right? Osa mitzvos, right? And mekabla menachas uvesimcha. So that's what the Rambam is saying here. That's the difference between gedola tshuva. Gedola tshuva means how remarkable it is. The tshuva is the capacity to reverse somebody who is meshukat simituav meruchak, and now he's yadid v'karuv nemanvav. That's what the Rambam means by gedola tshuva. Chama meula malas hatshuva. How exalted it is. It's with respect to the hashlachot, the consequences and the applications, particularly as it concerns tefillah, mitzvos, tshuva has the capacity to restore the relationship and thereby to potentiate the expressions of that relationship, dehainu tefillah v'asiyat ha-mitzvos.